T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
A pretty place. Frontline responders are your artist of the day.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So doctor or nurse or police will all be in all of the songs that you hear at the top of the hour.
Okay.
Yeah. I was driving around and I was listening to the radio and Dr. Love by Kiss came on and I'm like, well, there we go.
Yeah.
There's an idea. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Dana and Parks. It is Thursday, I believe, and I got a special package delivered on my front step this morning. Mm. Did not know who it was from. Turns out it was from Dana Wright, who tricked me. She called me and she says, hey, are you down south? I said, no, I'm on a walk with my daughter. We're just, you know, walking around, just doing our thing. Get home, and there's a little package on my front step.
Uh-huh.
So who could this be from? Didn't know. And there was a little note in there, and it was a date. It said the date, and written in ink was, I have no effing idea what day this is.
True.
Should have recognized the handwriting, but I didn't at first. Just thought it was some random person who dropped something off my front porch. And inside the package was two coffee mugs. I've just opened mine. Sam, would you care to open yours?
Sure.
Because one was for you and one was for me.
It's my favorite present of all time.
And the coffee mug, which is now my new favorite coffee mug, says, when the day comes that quarantine 2020 is finally over, I still want some of you to stay the F away from me. And one was delivered to you, Sam. I think you have it because I gave it to you in the parking lot.
I do.
And one was delivered to me. So I'm assuming that when this is all over, you want us to stay the F away from you.
Not necessarily.
Well, that's what it says, Dana. That's what it says on the mug.
I just found it humorous, yet very true. My friend Leanne Stowe, who owns Annie's
Barn,
made those.
Thank you very much. I love it.
You
it's
are
great.
So it's, welcome.
It's super fun.
That is from Annie's Barn, and the original mugs that she made just said F. It just had an F. Mm-hmm. And I wrote to her
this one's all spelled out.
And I said, I'm going to need you to spell that out for me. And I got a bunch of them for you guys and for friends of mine. And
no, that's fun.
Yeah.
So who's this Annie's Barn?
Annie's Barn, yeah.
So they're still open for business.
Yeah, she's a maker, so she works out of her house. Okay. She's the one that made you that coaster that said, try not to be a blank today.
Oh, a D?
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, that one's right here.
See, you can put your mug on your coaster.
She made a coaster that's here in the studio as well.
What does it say?
Do I look like a blank A whisperer?
See, Dana, I actually keep the gifts that you give me.
I love it.
Unlike you, You
well, then don't get me a Star Wars movie, Scott.
Well, then just watch it and not re-gift it.
Oh.
Anyway, so what's going on in the world today?
Not a lot. Scott and I talked off the air on the phone before the show, and I said, could we maybe have a day that we don't talk about the thing all day? And I don't know if we can do it all day, but we have enough stuff in the show today that is not about that thing.
Did I see on Facebook they're gonna Fox 4 is gonna replay the Super Bowl?
Okay, one of my favorite stories of the day. They are replaying the Chiefs Super Bowl Saturday. Now Saturday's gonna be a gorgeous day.
You want to check that date? I thought it said Friday. Let me look. Hang on.
Oh, I thought it said Saturday because I said to Chris.
I believe it is Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah, I said to Chris, Saturday's gonna be gorgeous. We're gonna tape it.
You are correct. Yeah. They're gonna play it on Saturday. That's right.
It's gonna be so nice out. We're gonna tape it and watch it Saturday night. So that'll give us something to do while we're stuck inside longer than we were originally told we were going to be.
Well, hasn't Chris already watched that game like 17 times?
Yeah.
It's closer to 26, but
so like don't counting. Wait. If he's already watched it 17 times, don't you have it that means you have it recorded at your house, right?
I know, but I kind of want to pretend like it's live. Why not? What else are we going to do?
So you're going to watch it on Fox 4 and go through all the commercials and all that stuff?
Sure. They're working for you. Why not?
By the way, and I love Mark Alford and Abby Eden and all those people over there. I mean, there are bad taglines that the TV stations in town do, like what's Channel 5's live, local, investigative or something like that?
Yeah, it used to be, yes, that. I don't
live,
know
local, investigative.
Yeah, I don't know that they have one now.
The working for you is so lame. And I love Mark. I mean, he's one of my dearest friends on the planet. Abby Eden is fantastic. I know a lot of the people over at Fox 4. But working for you, I mean, what does that even mean?
You know that they don't come up with that. Some consultant came up with it and said, we're going to say this all the time. And remember one of the stations years ago, and I think it was 5 after I left, some consultant decided they were going to say local Grandview back to you. Do you remember that?
Yes.
They had to say local?
Kansas City. Back to you.
Yeah, but it was wherever they were at the time, and it just sounded, it wasn't something you would say in conversation.
Right. It was to prove to you that we are out in a community that is not Fairway.
Yeah.
Local Platt City.
Look, we're up north. Yeah. Instead of just saying live in Platt City.
God.
Yeah, it was bad. But don't hate the people. Hate the consultants.
I'm not. I don't hate the people. I do hate the consultants. And it reminds me of why I never got into television, other than being ugly. And I remember I did was it KTKA? Was that the ABC affiliate in Topeka?
Yes.
KTKA,
yes,
is that right?
Your source for news, as I recall.
Well, of course. I mean, is there any other source? And you can't get news anywhere else. We're the only ones. And I did my internship there in the spring of 1994. And Marty Matthews was the news director at the time. I don't know if you remember him.
Oh, I do.
And he gave me an F for my internship.
Oh.
Because
you failed your internship?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if I failed it, but I didn't get a good review.
That's hard to do.
I know. But it wasn't long after I got there, and I always wanted to be in radio, but I thought, I'm going to give this TV thing a shot. You know, it seems like that's where everybody in the class is going, and maybe radio's not right. So I did an internship at KTKA with Marty Matthews as my news director, and he did not give me good reviews, but it was not long after I started there I realized – TV sucks. This is awful.
Scott, did your bad review just say not a face for TV? Just F?
Pretty much.
It said explore other options.
Not enthusiastic about the possibility of going into television.
Hey,
I hated it.
Not to go totally squirrel, but it's sort of squirrel.
Well, I just did.
This week, a meteorologist in
Spain.
Oh, I'm going to get it wrong. No, where? Well, we're going to get to that guy,
too.
Oh,
yeah.
Where were the tornadoes?
This guy's a classic.
It's wherever the tornadoes were this week. Was it Oklahoma? I think it was Oklahoma. Meteorologist Scott was on furlough. And the company said, when you are on furlough, under no circumstances can you work. So that also means, Scott, they would say to you, like if you were on furlough, you can't even go on Facebook and post as Scott Parks KMBZ when you're on furlough. And I'm guessing it's because if you do, they have to pay you and you're really not on furlough. Well, guess what happened in freaking Oklahoma or Texas, wherever it was? Tornadoes hit. Their chief meteorologist was on furlough.
Why would you furlough the meteorologist during tornado season? Yeah, in the spring.
Hello. So they furlough him, and he goes on Facebook Live. I think like 20,000 people tuned in. It was all he had, and he said, this is where the tornado is. You know, for God's sakes, take cover. Mm-hmm. Someone said yesterday he could lose his job for going on Facebook to warn people about a tornado during severe weather season because, it's so ridiculous. He was working for you.
Only when it pleases the company.
Well, I mean,
was he really working for me, or was he just live, local, and investigative?
I don't know. I think if you're a meteorologist and there's a tornado on the ground, you put up that large middle finger to your company and you roll the dice and you say, look, I'm not going to be the guy Golden Girls when a tornado blew through.
I'm going to do my job and save life, or at least try to save life. Yes, I agree.
And that's what he did. And if he gets in trouble for that, I hope he gets hired in New York for quadruple the money.
She is Dana Wright. That guy over there with the goofy haircut is Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Get a haircut and get a real job. Get a haircut, get a real job. Clean your act up and don't be a slob. Get it together like your big brother Bob.
I would love, get a haircut, I would love a haircut. I feel like a damn hippie from the 1960s. I'm about ready to head to Woodstock.
Well, with our bet now, you're not getting a haircut for a long time.
My hair hasn't been this long since 1990 in Lincoln, Nebraska.
And I think this is just worth mentioning with respect to the business openings. You heard that the Johnson County Commission voted, apparently. Everyone thought we were all getting out a little bit earlier, and today they said, not so fast, we're going to extend it.
Oh, how far back?
Scott, it's not the date. Did you hear the reason they admitted they are extending it and it's bad?
No, but don't bury the lead. What's the date?
It's the 10th or the 15th, Sam. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. So Johnson County, because they were supposed to open on May 4th, if I'm not mistaken. May the 4th
be
with you.
It was supposed to be coming right at us. Everybody gets to go back. And then today, there was this hotly contested debate, I guess, this morning. And they said, we're going to keep things shut down just a little bit longer. Do you want to guess the reason why? And it is not... It's so bad. It's so bad. They should have made up another reason, Scott, and they didn't.
Well, then what is it?
They don't want people from other counties. coming into the Johnson County. And they admitted that that's the reason.
So what they're really here, let me see if I can dice this.
Yes, and please write this press release and polish this turd for our listeners.
The Johnson County Commission, this is me. I'm the spokesman for the Johnson County Commission. So I'm writing the press release right now.
Very concerned about our citizens.
Well, of course we are. The Johnson County Commission, very concerned about its citizens regarding coronavirus, don't want the unwashed masses of brown and black people flooding in from Wyandotte or Jackson County, period. Seriously.
As such,
I don't think I've ever seen that in a press release, but continue.
Well, you're about to. Scott, why would they admit that that's the reason? Why not just say, you know what? We've looked at some trend lines, throw in some trend line-ish
classic
verbiage about trending lines, just going to keep it shut for a few more days. No, that's not what they said.
By the way, it's May 11th at 11:59 p.m.
So it's really May 12th. Okay.
Yep, that's what they said.
Oh, Johnson County. Of which I am a resident, but barely, because I can throw a rock and it would land in Wyandotte.
We don't want you tainting our waters.
We like to keep our neighborhood white and washed. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's
Because see, if we have the other people come in and go to our Targets, oh wait, Target's still open.
What they?
How snobbish can you get?
What they're trying to say is they don't want people coming in to the county.
You know exactly what they're saying.
No, to go to the businesses that would be open here when the businesses aren't open in their own county there. So think people would be flooding in to go to, you know, name your business.
Would that not just boost their tax revenue?
Like Joe's Kansas City. You know, we don't want people from, say, pick your county, Scott.
Wyandotte and Jackson, who are we kidding? That's exactly what they're talking about.
We don't want them coming to the barbecue place here because they can't go to their own barbecue place there.
Yes, you can, because the barbecue places are open. What they're talking about are the Sephoras and the salons, and if that was part of the first phase, if you will. I don't know what's in the first phase necessarily. What they're saying is we don't want outsiders in.
It's in Rebecca Crockett's newscast. And I think
they
were trying, I don't know. It's hard for me to defend it if that's how it's written.
We prefer whitewashed people. That's what they're saying. Educated, rich, white, and washed. That's what they want. Am I wrong or am I right? I don't mean to be so bold about it, but that is a horrible thing to say.
Worried about a spike in cases once residents step
then
up.
Then don't open!
Working and shopping across the area, they are hoping to work in coordination with the other counties.
Here's what you do. You get the sheriff's department to put blockades on I-35 coming in from downtown, 435 on the south side, and of course 435 on the west side, because that's Wyandotte. And you just shut the county down and you let all of us white people shop and mingle.
Oh dear.
Build a wall along state line.
I almost didn't bring it up
because
I'm shocked.
I just wish they had maybe said it another way.
Like we've refigured our figures and it doesn't look good. It doesn't look bad. It doesn't look great.
Scott, look at it this way. We should just all be on the same page with the same date because it makes sense to be in the same, you know, we've got so many counties and so many cities. We're a state line divided community. It just makes sense for everyone to open on the same date. That's what they should have said.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, all right. From the text line, Scott, you live in the armpit of Johnson County. I don't think that's fair. I live in a nice...
No, I was there today. That is definitely not the armpit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
We don't have big houses or nothing, but it's a cute neighborhood.
Oh, I disagree.
Well,
I saw a lot of big houses.
Well, south of us, yeah, Mission Hills, yeah. They got big houses, but anyway. All right, well, if you guys want to weigh in, Johnson County has extended the date. To, what did you say, Sam? May 11th, is that right? May 12th? May 12th?
Okay. Well, yeah, at midnight, May 11th, so the 12th, so, essentially.
Yeah. And the argument is they don't want people coming in, too many people coming in from outside of Johnson County. Interesting. 576-7798, 576-7798.
On a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries. Cause if there's one thing she don't need, it's another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto.
All right, welcome back.
Let me just state something a different way, Scott. Okay?
Okay.
Because if you look at this a different way, it kind of makes sense. Even though it sounds not good, it kind of makes sense if you look at it this way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have a whole bunch of counties and, 63 different cities and 2 different states, okay?
Right.
It's the county public health head guy who has decided to kick Johnson County to May 10th, even though the state is reopening a week earlier, okay? Mm-hmm. What he's saying, and it's, again, sort of makes sense, is that if we open, let's say, May 3rd in Johnson County, but Kansas City, Missouri, right there across state line, is saying their people can't come out until May 15th, then everyone in Jackson County, because they can't go to businesses in Jackson, are going to cross over the state line on May 3rd or whenever and shop in Johnson.
So isn't that what you want? I mean, if everything is safe and fair and...
And I think the county commissioners did want that. And then the health department guy, the health director said, why don't we just more closely align those dates?
Then say that. Don't say we don't want people coming in from outside of Johnson County. Because all you're doing is what's the word I'm looking for here?
Perpetuating.
Perpetuating, thank you. An already longstanding stigma about this county, and that is that they are all snobs.
But it's not, Scott. And here, if you really look at this, it looks bad and it sounds bad.
Yes.
But I really do think what they're saying is the dates, the county health guy, the dates should more closely realign. And not just because people are going to come in and shop, that's part of it, but the commuters. The commuters are going to come in to work.
But Dana, that's not what they said.
Well, that is kind of what they said.
No, they didn't. They said, we don't want people from outside of the county coming in. That's what they said.
No, that's what you said.
Read the story again.
It says, worried about a spike in cases, once residents step up commuting, working, and shopping across the metro area, LeMaster emphasized the need to work in coordination with Kansas City and Jackson County. They both extended their orders till May 15th with some notable exceptions.
Correct.
It you can look at it one of two ways. I do truly believe what they're trying to say is, because we have all of these different counties, cities, and 2 different states, it makes the most sense to realign those dates as best we can, even though the governor of Kansas has said you can start opening up Monday.
And strangely, they do this at the very last minute.
Well, which, if you are a business owner, Scott, you are furious right now.
Sure you are.
Even my daughter was supposed to go back work Monday, and she said to me in the car, that means I can't go to work, doesn't it?
My daughter was supposed to go back to work on Monday.
That means you cannot go back to work Monday. That is what that means.
Good. Let's go to the phone, Sam, if you would be so kind, sir. I know you're busy over there.
Kevin in Grain Valley.
Hello, Kevin.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon, buddy.
Did you also see that the commission approved $450 million for an extension of the trolley from downtown Kansas City out there, but there's only one glitch. You have to have a Johnson County ID to be able to ride that arm of the extension.
There is no trolley in Johnson County.
No. I'm talking about the streetcar. The streetcar.
He's saying
Kansas
the streetcar. If they extended it.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh.
So, they approved $450 million for this, but you have to have a Johnson County ID to ride it.
You sure about that?
That's a little sarcastic, meaning that if the streetcar could go one direction only, Johnson County would be in for it.
I get your joke now.
Okay.
I was like, wait a minute.
All right. Yeah.
You delivered your sarcasm too well, because I was like, oh, God.
You're going, oh, my God, did they actually do that?
Quit doing it with such a straight face, man. You got to put a little chuckle there at the end so we know it's a joke.
Yeah, well, we growing up in the hood, we knew about the cake eaters over there. But wait,
be serious though about the businesses opening and realigning those dates. Do you understand at least theoretically why they're saying?
They should have all stayed the same. Mm-hmm. You know,
that's right.
That would have just solved all the issues. You wouldn't have
Amen.
People going, oh, we can do this, we can do that. I actually live in the county part of Jackson County, and so I am not. I'm supposed to stay at home, but if you live in Kansas City, you can go out.
Yeah.
And so I'm out in the boonies, and so we're supposed to stay home.
Are you in Clay? Because I think it was they said the Clay part.
He's in Jackson.
No, I'm in Jackson. I'm in Eastern Jackson County, and so meaning that the county order is still on through the 15th, where Kansas City freed it opened it up, and so. So rural Jackson County is supposed to still be under a stay home.
Well, listen, bad deliverer of a really good joke. I do appreciate your call.
All right, have a great day.
All right, you be well.
Do you remember, Scott, in the very beginning, all of the mayors came to the podium and they're like,
Union
doing
they were
this.
At Union Station.
Yeah, we're going to do this together. Mm-hmm. We are together. Mm-hmm. We are not divided on this.
Yep.
Until it comes time to get back to work, and then it is every man for himself. Some are the 3rd, some are the 12th. I don't know. Maybe we'll do the 15th. He is totally right. Why in God's name, despite the governor's orders, can't the county and city leaders get together and say, pick a date?
Well, I think Mayor Lucas, when he called into the show and said he was expanding it or extending it to May 15th, indicated that Johnson County was not on board. And now, all of a sudden, 4 days before this is going to happen, they're on board. Who just jumped on our line? Hello.
Yeah, I know. We have a physician joining us in the 3 o'clock hour. She
is okay.
Very prompt.
Very early to the game. Hello.
But think about it in like a tax revenue thing. Like, you're literally pushing all of this potential tax revenue out if you're saying that the reason you are extending it is because you don't want people from other counties flooding into yours.
Sam, send us to somebody else, if you'd be so kind.
Ryan and Lawrence.
Hello, Ryan. Good afternoon, Ryan. Welcome.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam, for letting me on. As I told Sam, I have been an essential... I'm not going to get into where I work, but throughout this crisis, I have been working in an essential industry. And for Johnson County... to put this kind of kibosh. Dana, I understand what you're saying. Believe me, my friend, I understand what you're saying. But as Sam pointed out, Sam, you stole my thunder, man. Shame on you. The tax revenue, you can kiss that bye-bye, because you're telling me from Douglas County that I can't go in and shop if say Target or Walmart or those are the two that I can think of right now.
Well, but those are open. You mean like a Sephora or Macy's, although that's closing. I get your point. The stores that are currently closed that would have opened on May 4th.
Yeah, and Scott, you hit it right on the nose. I wanted to compliment you when you said, if these county officials wanted to do it the right way, they would have come together like they did when Mayor Lucas and others, like their county health department administrators, came out together stating their cooperation when the shutdowns started after our governors issued the orders.
Right on. Hey, safe and be well, caller. Do appreciate the call in. Go ahead, Dennis.
The Kansas City Star story says Clay, Platt, and Cass are all planning to reopen May 4th. Now, keep in mind, if you're in Kansas City proper, you still can't, I don't think. I think they've got to stick to the 15th.
I believe that's correct.
Johnson is now saying instead of the 3rd or the 4th, they're going to be... what amounts to the 11th. It's actually the 11th. Dan just texted me. It's so damned confusing, Scott, because you can literally be in one county that has one rule, but within the city in that county, there's another rule. And within the state, there's another rule.
Yeah. We need a metro-wide decision here. And I'm not faulting any one specific elected official. But these morons need to all get their heads together and figure it out. And by metro-wide, I mean Wyandotte, Johnson, Jackson, Clay, and Platt. If you want to throw Leavenworth and Miami counties in there and Cass County, fine. But we need a united, unified decision on when everything is going to slowly get right. back to normal. Not Kansas City's going on the 15th and Johnson County's going on the 4th. Oh, wait, no,
well,
we're going
and Scott,
on the 10th.
Even within Kansas City, it says some small businesses, small retailers, and those that don't draw the general public can open on the 6th, but everybody else is going to be on the 15th. So you actually could have a scenario where, depending on your business, you have four different dates to look at. The state date, the county date, and two different city dates, depending on the type of business that you have. Why?
Telephone number here is 576-7798, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I am Scott Parks on KMBZ. Already online. She will answer your questions. Coming up after the 3 o'clock news, Dr. Margie Wongs, infectious disease physician at Research Medical Center in Menorah, will be joining us on the hotline right after
I'm
the
really,
3 o'clock news.
Really excited for that, Scott, because they are trying to get people who have recovered to maybe help people who are currently battling this. And everyone keeps saying, how can I help? How can I help? We're going to get into that next hour.
Let's go to the phones. On this topic, though, Johnson County has extended its open date, if you will, I believe, to May 10th. Is that what we now understand? May 10th?
Yeah, Dan is saying it's the 10th at midnight, so it's essentially the 11th.
Okay, all right. Sam, if you'll send us to the phones, it'd be great.
Monty in KCK.
Hello, Monty. It's been a long time.
Hello. You know, I just want you guys to reverse this Freaky Friday thing that has you trading places. Dana's supposed to be the one that makes crazy accusations of racism while you maintain your calm, stable, rational response to a situation. She's exactly right. The whole problem with this, if you go back, and I know it's hard to remember, you know, just a few weeks ago, because it seems like it was years ago, before Kelly or Parson put out statewide orders, Mayor Lucas and the leaders of the Jackson County, Wyandotte County, and Johnson County got together, and they said, we're going to have a united front on this, because they recognized that if one of them did something, then everybody would just rush over to that place where things were wider open, and the virus would just spread back and forth. You know, that's what they're trying to fight against, is having that happen, because, you know, oh my God, we can run down to Dana's neighborhood, except why would I go down there to Joe's? I would literally drive past the one that's here in Wyandotte County.
Yeah.
So I could just go there.
So you support the... And why do I hear a weird echo?
I don't know.
Sam, can you check my mix minus if you don't mind? So you're in support then of the counties being coordinated, if you will, with the dates, roughly.
I think in broad terms, it's good for them to be closely coordinated, because especially those four, because it's so easy for people to move back and forth across the state line and the county line. Yeah, and maybe I just think that way because I happen to live in the Rosedale part of Wyandotte County, which is right close to both lines, and I spend so much time in Johnson County and across the state line anyway. Yeah, you kind of have to coordinate things with each other. Yeah. That just makes sense.
Hey, Monty. Guess who's not going to be president of the United States?
You know, make a note of this, because this is going to probably be the only time you hear me say this. But I recently found out that a former mayor of New York saw this crap coming and tried to put together a stockpile of masks and ventilators and stuff.
Are you going to say something nice about him?
And then de Blasio actually sold off what stockpile they had managed to accumulate. So for one time only, I'm actually going to say, God, this pains me, that the right thing was done by Mike Bloomberg.
Wow!
Oh my
wow.
God!
Wow! What is happening?
Heart be still. Heart be
I'm
still.
I'm telling you, it's freezing dry.
No, my heart, my heart. It can't take this. Oh.
I don't even know.
We need to go back. We need to go
we
back.
We do.
You
we're all losing.
You need to switch, and I need something else to be mad at Bloomberg about.
But even though Michael Bloomberg, Monty, may have done something right, who is not going to be the president of the United States?
Bloomberg.
There it is. There's the one we know and love.
Oh.
There's the one we know.
Heart be
love.
Still. What just happened on the show?
I don't know. He's
coronavirus has screwed everything up.
He's probably delirious.
He just said something nice about Michael Bloomberg. Sam, I think we have time for one quick one.
Let's go to Ashley in the Northland.
Okay. Ashley, hello. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, thank you. What Johnson County is doing is almost as dumb as the 10-10-10. I live in Clay County. Clay County Commission came out yesterday and said that as long as you are not in Kansas City proper, we're going to open up once the state ban ends. I'm going to drive 5 minutes down the road to Northtown. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to have great drinks and a great dinner with my husband. Everybody wants out from under this quarantine. All the money that Mr. Lucas could have gotten for our community is going to go to Northtown, Gladstone, and Liberty. Guaranteed.
Okay.
And I voted for him.
Are you not a fan? Is that what I'm reading into
well,
your comments?
Well, I think she just wants uniformity. We all want uniformity.
Yeah, I want that taxpayer to that tax dollar that I'm going to be giving to Northtown. I'd rather give that to Kansas City. I've got friends who own bars in Kansas City proper that voted for Mr. Lucas and are livid right now, asking people to go around and take pictures of how many people are out driving around in Kansas City proper anyway, even with the lockdown still in place.
Okay. All right, Ashley, do appreciate the call. You be well. Be safe, okay? All right, when we get back, Dr. Margie Wongs, the infectious disease physician at Research Medical Center and Menorah, will be joining us on the hotline. If you have a question for her, 576-7798, 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.